I will lift up my eyes onto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Craig. Let's pray together before we look at this psalm together. Father, we thank you again for the privilege of being around your word. Thank you for these psalms that we have in our Bible, in your word. And as they're yours, Lord, we ask that you would speak and that we would understand and that you give us understanding and we'd have a greater appreciation for all that you have done for us in Christ. Amen. Amen. This Psalm 121, it is the second psalm of those that are called the Psalms of Ascent. These Psalms of Ascent go from Psalm 120 through to Psalm 134. There are 15 of them. And there are some different opinions as to when these psalms or hymns were actually used. There were 15 steps that led up to the temple. And some believe that they were sung by the Levites as they ascended the steps. The more widely held view, and the approach I'll take this evening for this psalm, is that they were used during the annual pilgrimages. The annual pilgrimages to the temple at Jerusalem for the three main feasts or festivals that were commanded back from Exodus 23. I think people easily connect with the psalms. And I think one reason for that is that they're very earthed. They give us a good dose of reality in life. In the Psalms, we're able to see the various highs and lows in life with the various emotions that come with that. And one thing I think I find most comforting from the Psalms is that we find a brutal honesty to the Lord, from man to God, about how life is. We get that pouring out of the heart. As Craig has said, people through the centuries have been drawing on the Psalms for comfort. The Psalms are often our go-to when we are experiencing trouble or difficulty, or if we just need perhaps a bolt of inspiration at a particular time. And I think more than often people go to the Psalms because they feel they need help. How often in a normal day do you think, help? You get into work, you don't quite know how you're going to get done what needs done, and you just think, help. And maybe you cry that word in your head 100 times throughout the day. So often we can feel incapable, inferior, inadequate, simply out of our depth for what an average day can bring. And often we can feel pretty isolated on our own with seemingly no help to be found. The Beatles wrote many years ago, help, I need somebody, help, not just anybody. Help, we're people who need help. So where do we turn? Well, we turn this evening to probably one of the most well-known psalms, and one that I'm sure many of you could quote or recite to me. And it's probably one of the first psalms that comes to mind. This is one of my favourites of the metrical versions of the psalm. I was very tempted to get you singing that this evening, but I decided not to. And this psalm in particular is one that people will go to time and time again for help and for comfort, and appropriately so. It's possible, as we look at this psalm, that there were different people involved within it. There appears to be some kind of question and response. Perhaps different groups, perhaps a leader and a group which would fit nicely musically. Or perhaps also just an individual questioning or thinking in their own heart. But as these pilgrims set out on their uphill journey to Jerusalem, this is certainly not a journey for the weak or faint-hearted. They were going to be travelling through very rough roads, through hill country. What lay before them was an arduous task. There would be long, dry stretches of uninhabited land. There's the blazing sun by day, huge temperatures, dropping temperatures at night. There's going to be many rocks, many holes, many potential stumbles along the way. And that's not to mention the potential of robbers or bandits who were possibly waiting in unknown places ready to attack. And we have to remember, these pilgrims heading to Jerusalem, they're not jumping in a 4x4 truck, and they're not packing a backpack with sun cream, with bottles of water and ice. They weren't dependent on stopping at their local apple green. There was no nearby A&E. They don't have mountaineering equipment. They don't have hill climbing shoes, etc., etc. They were totally exposed and susceptible to all sorts of dangers. And so they needed help. They needed protection. But they had a spiritual destination. They were going to meet with God. That was their goal. And that, of course, was going to make the journey worthwhile. And I'm sure once they caught sight physically of Jerusalem, I'm sure that that would remain their focus. And I'm sure that would give them a bit of a push on to get through the rest of the journey. But as this journey is looming, we read, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? I look to what is ahead of me. Where can help be found? The hills at this time were also the place where commonly other religions would worship their gods. Where does my help come from? My help does not come from the mountains themselves. My help does not come from any other god, but from the God of gods, the creator of the mountains. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. You'll often see this in the Psalms, that it's pointed out that the God who we are referring to is God who is creator. It's the exclusive, eternal God who spoke this world into existence. It's not any God, but it's the one true God who made heaven and earth and everything in it and everything beyond it for his glory. And we thought about that last Sunday evening. You know, for all that we can think of that is spectacular and wonderful, God as the creator and the one who holds it all together is greater and more powerful. So we're looking beyond the hills, we're looking beyond the earth, and even beyond the universe to the creator of all these things. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. These pilgrims needed assurance for their journey. They needed to have trust in what would deliver, in what would not disappoint. If we have a problem or an issue, we like to think that we're getting the most capable help for that problem. If you go into a shop or a restaurant and are dissatisfied with something, you will often ask to speak to a manager. And once you've spoken to them, well, in a sense, you have to take their word for it because there's probably no one higher to go to. Or if you're having health problems and you find yourself in hospital, often it's a consultant that you will want to see. It gives you peace of mind. It gives you assurance. And whether it's good news or bad news, the fact that you can't go any higher gives you an element of trust in what they say. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. We can't get any higher. We can't get any more competent or more capable help. These pilgrims can go on their journey with a trust and a confidence and a peace because their help comes from the Lord. If you read on through the psalm, from verse 3 to the end, you cannot miss the emphasis on keeping, and Craig pointed this out to us. If you look at it with me, we read, "He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. In my version, I have the word keeper 6 times. The NIV uses the word watch. The psalm has been referred to as the keeper of Israel. We can't deny the emphasis here, and that seems a fitting title. And so we want the emphasis to go to the Lord, to the one who is keeping. And you'll notice this constant balance between he and you. That is what the Lord is doing and what you are doing. He, the Lord, is the one who is keeping. You are the one who is being kept. You are the needy one with needs. He is the sufficient one who meets your needs. Again, Craig has already referred to Spurgeon. And he says, for us reading this today, soul keeping is the emphasis. He says, if the soul is kept, all is kept. We too are on a journey. We are pilgrims. And of course, we want to be careful how we use that word. But we are pilgrims, if you like, heading towards a spiritual destination, the New Jerusalem, where we will go with our brothers, our sisters, our fellow pilgrims to be in the Lord's presence in a way that we have never known it before. That is our goal. And as we travel through this journey, that is this life that we're living here and now, we want to keep firmly focused on that end goal, that might spur us and give us motivation to keep going. But as we continue on through this journey, I don't need to tell you that there are many obstacles. There are many pitfalls. There are many dangers along the way. Some of them will be known to us, and some of them will be unknown. We need help along this journey. And I, for one, am not afraid to admit that. It's often been said that the first step of getting over a problem is admitting that you have one. And I think that's true of us spiritually as we go on this journey. We need help. There will be inevitable problems of all sorts and all shapes and sizes, and we need help. Work and job stress is something that has increased vastly over the past 10 to 20 years. Last year, 17 million days were lost in the UK, 17 working days. 12 million of these were stress-related. So basically what that tells you, most people that are off work are off because of stress. Clearly, many of our people where we live feel that they are struggling to cope with an average working day. The pressure of what is required just seems too much. They need help. If you receive bad medical news and you feel, I don't know how I'm going to get through this, or perhaps you're a family member of someone who has got bad medical news and you just feel, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. We need help. Perhaps you're a mom at home on your own with kids, and there's probably days you get up in the morning and you say, I don't know how I'm going to get through today. I need help from somewhere. And the temptation to sin is all around. It seems at times like it never leaves us. It seems like a constant struggle, constant battle, constant uphill climb. And we think, I can't do this anymore. Will I ever make my goal? Will I ever reach my destination? And of course, we can rely on family and friends. But there are other times we just feel that we need more. In fact, if we're honest, probably most minutes of the day, we feel we need something more. We need hope, and we need encouragement for the journey. We need to put our trust and confidence in something or someone that is not going to disappoint, something that is going to bring us assurance and confidence for the journey. Well, we thank God that we can say this evening, so many years on from these pilgrims, that our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. We see two things here. We see that the Lord's help to us is constant, and the Lord's help is forever. If you look at verses 3 and 4, and we can look at those and think they are repeated verses. Verse 3 is really more of a request or a prayer. The word not there is one that is often used for request. So we could read verse 3, may he not let your foot be moved, and may he not slumber. And then we have this great response in verse 4, behold, look, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. And we read on, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Perhaps these pilgrims feared literally slipping and falling. And perhaps they feared sunstroke or chilblains at night. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The Lord does not prescribe some sort of protection or guard to us, almost as you would be prescribed pills, but the Lord himself is your shade. The Lord himself, the Holy One of Israel, the Creator of heaven and earth, the Lord himself is your protection and guard. The one who made heaven and earth is not a distant God. He is not far removed from all the goings-on in your daily life. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Do you know, sometimes just to get through any given day, all we need to know is simply that someone knows what's going on with us. As we went through Exodus earlier in the year, in chapter 2, we read there that the people of Israel groaned because of their slavery and they cried out for help. And chapter 2 finishes with really lovely words that are just full of comfort and full of hope. We read there that God saw the people of Israel, and God knew. God sees, and God knows. When you feel alone, when you're pulling your hair out with stress, when temptation is overcoming you, when you're disappointed beyond belief, God sees, and God knows. And you know, sometimes that is just enough to push us on through. One thing you see from the Psalms is real honesty. When the journey is tough, trust him and pour out your heart before him. You see that in Psalm 62. And just, you know, there's real release in just pouring out, spreading it out, as it were, before the Lord. And do that. Don't hide from him. God sees and God knows. And here's the reality. For even maybe what we would call the most obedient believers, even they and all of us will get many hurts and many knocks in life. But they will not harm us spiritually. In fact, quite the opposite. They can strengthen us spiritually. Don't believe the lie that when life isn't going just as we expect, that the Lord is not there, or the Lord is not working, or the Lord's protection has somehow left us for a time. God is concerned for our spiritual welfare. He is committed to and faithful to keeping us spiritually. The emphasis again is on the Lord, of his keeping of us through all that happens within this journey to bring us to himself. In Psalm 56, we read, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?" And we see it repeated. It said, "This I know, that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise." And we see it repeated a third time. "In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? For you have delivered my soul from death, yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life." We do not fear what comes to us physically. Yes, our feet may slip physically in all sorts of ways, but God will not let them slip spiritually. And we can be sure of that. It is the Lord who made heaven and earth who is keeping us, and he will not let any harm come to us. So in all we face, we trust the Lord is keeping us. Day and night, hour by hour, minute by minute, the Lord is constantly keeping us. And this will not just remain for a limited time, but the Lord will keep us forever, eternally. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Your life is in the hands of the Lord. You have been rescued from evil, from the grip and the power and the hold of the world, the devil, and the flesh, Ephesians 2. You're now under the grip and the power and the hold of something much greater. So we do not fear. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. We're not alone. Not even death can harm us. If God is for us, who or what can be against us? He who began a work in you will carry it on to completion. Of that you can be sure. So keep going. Keep pressing on. Keep focused on the goal. The Lord is your help. He is your keeper. Put your trust and your confidence in what he is doing for you. You belong to him through the death of his son. That is the extent of his keeping of you. This journey, it can be tiring. We can often feel worn out physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Be quick to call on the Lord for help. Only he is able to work in our hearts to take all the parts of this journey, to take all the joys and all the sorrows and form them within us as we go, transforming us through this and hopefully others by us on the way. And we can be sure that as we look to him for help, he will be there. The more struggles that come, the more we will feel we need him. And the more we feel we need him, the more we will lean on him, and the more we will know him, and the more we will trust his help and keeping and guarding. And in that, then, we can be so thankful for the pitfalls along the way. And we can be sure that as he guides us through afterwards, he will receive us to glory. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that we can say this evening, the Lord is my helper. Where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And Father, if nothing else tonight, may we know that. May we know that the God who created this universe is our help, is our guard, is our protection, is our shield. We thank you for Christ. Thank you that you sent Christ, Lord, and in him we are hidden. We're protected from death. We're protected from evil. Thank you, in him we have the victory over all these. And so, Father, as we continue on this journey, Father, where there are hurdles, where there are struggles, where there are obstacles and pitfalls, may we rest in you, knowing that you are keeping us spiritually. No harm will come to us. No evil will come to us spiritually. Not even death itself can harm us. And may we continue to look to you again and again and again, hour by hour, minute by minute, for help constantly as we go through this journey to be with you. And we ask this through Jesus our Saviour. Amen.